Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
And a push into good evening, my friends, one more time across the great state of Missouri. I'm Brian Helsworth, live in studio here in Jefferson City. We are in the Charlie Peters Operations Center at Learfield, along with my producer tonight, Sam Updegrove. What a huge win for the Missouri Tigers in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic as they win it over number 7 Ohio State, 14-3. Eliah Drinkwitz and the Tigers now finish the season 11-2, the SEC Coach of the Year. Impressive game for Mizzou. Cody Schrader, 24 carries in the game, 128 yards. And, of course, he had a touchdown in the game. Very impressive. Again, Mizzou up 14-3. And Eli Drinkwitz now joining Uncle Al. Al Onofrio is the only two Mizzou coaches to beat Ohio State. Elsewhere today in bowl games, let's start the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Yes, that was Trevor Lawrence. Yes, that was Travis Etienne that you may have noticed on the sideline. Number 22 Clemson was trailing Kentucky in the fourth quarter, 21-10. The game essentially, in many ways, was over. But Clemson roars back. A guy named Phil Mapa in the game, 11 carries, 71 yards. He had 4 touchdowns. It sounded on ESPN earlier today. That was Wes Durham there on the call. The final 38-35. It was that kind of season for Kentucky. Remember, they started the year 5-0 and just played terrible down the stretch. They really played poorly in that fourth quarter, giving up 28 points, almost like a Nintendo football game in that fourth quarter. In the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, Simmons Bank Memorial Stadium, Memphis in Iowa State. Of course, we saw Memphis, Missouri did earlier in the year, and the Tigers finishing 10-3, the Tigers being the Memphis Tigers. It is their 9th straight bowl appearance. We saw them earlier in the year, Seth Ennekin in the ballgame. Seth Ennekin, 24-34, 364 yards through the air, 4 touchdowns for Memphis, and he also runs for a 5th touchdown.
Ball's at the 11, middle of the field. Here's the snap. Hennigan's going to run. He's got room to the 5. Hennigan into the end zone. Memphis takes a 12-0 lead. We played less than 10 minutes.
That was sounded on Learfield earlier today. Dave Lotion there on the call. 16th ranked Notre Dame, number 19, Oregon State. Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Normally, if you win a bowl game, you get Gatorade dumped on you. Well, not this one. You get Frosted Flakes dumped on you. Not the milk, but Frosted Flakes, and they did that. Quite a few of them. They actually had to clean all the Frosted Flakes off the field in the ballgame. Notre Dame pounding Oregon State 40-8. The Irish 448 yards of offense. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, number 11, Ole Miss, number 10, Penn State. That'll kick off tomorrow in Atlanta at 11. In the Music City Bowl, Auburn and Maryland. Hugh Freeze and Michael Moxley getting guitars this week in Nashville. Look like ZZ Top with those guitars in the game. ABC tomorrow, that'll kick at 1. Capital One Orange Bowl, number 6, Georgia. Number 5, Florida State, Hard Rock Stadium. That is in the afternoon. The Seminoles winning the ACC playoff set. Alabama, Michigan coming up. The Rose Bowl game presented by Prudential. The early game at 4 on Monday. The All-State Sugar Bowl, the other semifinal Monday, 7:45. Texas and Washington. Men's hoops, the University of Missouri coming up tomorrow. Central Arkansas, the opponent. Mizzou 7-5. My colleague Brad Trenago, Kathy Weiss in the call on many of these same stations. I'm Brian Helsworth, live in studio. Let's send you back right now to Columbia. My friends and my colleagues, Brad and Andy.
Hey, Brian, thank you very much. Of course, some big games coming up for the SEC and I guess for the country. Mizzou gets the first win for the SEC in this bowl season. Alabama is among the schools that's going to look to keep that momentum going for the conference to match up with Michigan in one of the national semifinals in the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. You got Washington and Texas in the nightcap in the Sugar Bowl. And I know there's a lot of controversy about who ended up in and who ended up out of this playoff, but I don't think there's any argument that you have got to really compelling matchups coming up on New Year's Day.
Oh, there's no question about that, Brad. And, you know, obviously if he had an expanded playoff even this year, a lot of this controversy wouldn't have happened. We have had politicians weigh in. Actually, somebody actually called for congressional hearings in the state of Florida. But bottom line, you're right. Number four, Alabama. Number one, Michigan. What a matchup that is going to be. The Wolverines, 13-0. They beat Ohio State. Obviously, in the game, the Tide have won 11 straight. And then you talk about the other semifinal, and I don't know that that's gotten nearly the attention I think it should, and that is Texas and Washington. Huskies won a lot of close games, as I did their scoreboards every week, and they would win by a touchdown or a field goal. Texas played Alabama, beat them. They're in there. They lost a one game to Oklahoma in the Golden Hat Trophy game. They've been good. Those are going to be fantastic. And, Brad, I am intrigued as well. You mentioned the SEC. You're absolutely right. Missouri winning that first game, that is, I think, big. But I'm intrigued tomorrow by this Georgia matchup with Florida State. And obviously disappointing for both teams. They'd like to be playing in a different game. But I expect them both to come out hard. I think they're going to be – I think that'll be a good game and some good games as well tomorrow. But that semifinal, those two semifinals Monday – look great. Those should be fun. One at 4 and one at 7:45.
Yep, should be great. Hey, appreciate all your work all season long back at the studio, Brian, and we look forward to hearing from you again in late August in 2024.
Sounds good, my friend. Brad, have a great new year, you and Andy, and I appreciate you both.